Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello there.
Hello, who's that?
It's Ian.
Ian, where are you today, my lovely?
I'm in Leeds this afternoon.
In Leeds?
Yep.
How can I help you?
Well, Scott, I thought you should know, a Filofax alert, that today is National Foundation Day in Japan.
Right, is this from your Filofax?
Yes, mate, it certainly is.
They rock, don't they?
They certainly do. But I've only got last year, so I wasn't sure whether I got the right day.
Right.
But I think it's about right, but you won't be far off anyway.
I was just saying this yesterday, that one of my mates got me for Christmas, which I only got on Friday, the Christmas present, because I've not seen them, a Filofax, and they are back. In fact, Filofax have been on today saying that Lily Allen's got one, so have that.
Well, that's good enough for me.
And Holly Willoughby.
Filofax have been on to you saying Lily Allen's got one.
Yeah. Just make me feel better about all the beef you gave me yesterday about
having a Filofax. Have they been on to Lily Allen saying Scott Mills has got one?
I have no idea. So what did you say it was today in Japan?
National Foundation Day.
Right, so today is the Tuesday the 10th, right? That's not in mine.
Is it not?
Well, no, you haven't got the cheap one, have you?
Maybe, yeah, it sounds like yours is superior, Ian, to be honest.
I've got Lincoln's birthday USA in on Thursday.
Oh, hang on, let me have a look. Thursday.
Aren't you still going off last year's, though, Ian?
I've got nothing for Thursday.
Well, you see?
Oh, dear.
So you haven't got Lincoln's birthday in. I haven't got Foundation Day in Japan. Have you got Valentine's Day on Saturday in?
I've got Valentine's Day on Saturday.
What about President's Day on Monday the 16th?
I'm going to get a cup of tea. This conversation's doing my head.
President's Day on the 16th, yes.
You've got that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you going?
I'm
going to
get a cup of tea.
All right.
I think we're going to have to coordinate our Filofaxes.
What about St. David's Day on the 1st of March? Is that in?
It's always on the 1st of March.
Oh, yeah. Right, we could go on with this. I'm just interested to know what you've got in and I haven't, to be
what
honest.
What about Labour Day on Monday the 2nd?
Hang on. No, I haven't got that! This is rubbish!
Right, we need to... It's rubbish!
Yeah, it is a bit rubbish, yeah, but we're going to have to swap notes on this. I might give you a ring back and fill in the blanks, yeah?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I love you, Ian.
Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember we were talking last week about my friend Chris? He is the one whose cousin is Emma Bunton.
Oh, yeah.
But he scarily fancies her.
Yeah.
You weren't here for this, were you, Becky?
No.
We were just asking whether it's okay to fancy your cousin, and we've decided, yes, it is, if your cousin is Emma Bunton.
Yeah.
It's allowed.
But only if your cousin's Emma Bunton.
Well, no, it's allowed anyhow. But
it's allowed anyhow, but I think there should be some kind of process.
Feels more right if it's Emma Bunton.
Yeah. Mm. He's only a distant cousin anyway. Anyway, Chris, you know Chris, his name is Chris.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for explaining that.
Now, he was telling me yesterday, for some reason, his local news agent thinks his name is Michael.
Right.
Right? So every time he goes in, this has been happening for 8 years, he'll go in and go, oh, hello, Michael. He'll go, hiya, thinking, my name isn't Michael at all, it's Chris, but I haven't really got
the heart.
He'll
go, hiya, will he?
Hiya. I haven't really got the heart to tell you that it's actually Chris and
right.
Michael. Because it's been going on for such a long time, he just goes along with it now. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like in Only Fools and Horses, that bloke that keeps calling Rodney Dave.
Yeah.
The trouble is, though, that would be all fine. It's like, yeah, hello, Michael. Hello, yes. The trouble is, he knows the news agent's wife as well, Chris does, because he used to go to school with their daughter.
Oh, this is starting to hurt my head.
Right, OK. Right? So Chris's local news agent, the bloke, thinks his name's Michael,
yeah.
But his wife knows he's called Chris because he went to school with their daughter.
Who's his cousin?
No.
Right.
So after 8 years, Chris hasn't got the heart to tell the news agent his real name is actually Chris and not Michael. But she knows his name is Chris, the wife.
And they're the parents of Emma Bunton?
No!
Who he went to school with?
No. He is dreading the day, though, that both the news agent and his wife are in there together, which never happens.
Right.
When one time they're in the shop together, he'll be like, all right, Michael, what? Your name's Chris. What do you do? Do you say, actually, yes, I'm sorry, you're wrong, I am Michael. Or what do you do?
Just say my name's Chris, but I let him call me Michael. I don't know, they might have a special relationship, I don't know. Some people call you different names, don't they? People have nicknames for you. That might be the one they've chosen. It's a bit boring, to be fair.
It's quite boring.
You'd
choose a better one, couldn't you? he gets, like, sweats about this, in case they're both in there one day.
I thought you got sweats about Emma Bunton.
Well, as well, yeah.
Oh, he sounds horrible.
He sounds very sweaty. Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
This happens to a lot of people, Chopper.
Hasn't it?
Luke in Derby's neighbour thinks he's called Paul. It's kind of too late to turn back now. He's got to live his life as Paul, even though that's not his real name at all. Dave's next door neighbour calls him Steve. Has done for 4 years. It gets to the point of no return. It's like when you don't know somebody's name, then it does get to a point where you can't actually ask anymore because you've left it too long. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Same thing's happened to me. I had a customer call me Steve for 2 years until he overheard another customer of mine call me by my correct name, Paul.
Right. And how did that go down?
He didn't really know what to say. He just turned around and said, I thought your name was Steve. No idea where it came from.
No, but you've been calling me this. Is this a customer of yours been calling you for 2 years?
Yeah, as a customer, been calling me for 2 years. I have no idea where he got it from.
Weird.
Definitely was.
Paul, I love you, Steve. Paul.
Love you too.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Her real name is Pip, but there aren't many Pips in pop, are there? So no. She called herself Lady Hawk. Name me another Pip in pop. Go.
Do you know what? I can't, actually.
Oh, hang on. Oh, hang on.
The one that doesn't speak's got one.
Hang on. Obviously, it takes some time to write it down.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Hey!
That was his. That's the one that doesn't speak suggested. Now, technically, that's right, though. You did ask for it.
Apart from the Pips off of Gladys Knight, there are no other Pips in pop. And that was about millions of years ago.
But how many Pips were in the Pips?
I don't know.
You should know.
I don't know. Anyway, the point is, that was Lady Hawk.
So as well as Lady Hawk, there's probably going to be, another four or five Pips? In the Pips,
all right,
with Gladys Knight?
All right, well, so there are Pips, then I was wrong. Lady Hawk and Paris is Burning. It's a re-release. We played it last time, didn't we? It's available to download now, if you like it. I do. It's 10 to 5. All right, well, there we go, Becky. You're just early there, just sat on your desk and innocently doing some work, weren't you, earlier this afternoon?
Well, can I just say, before this goes out, that I was actually on Facebook, so when the person phoned, I was a little bit on edge anyway, because I thought I might have been caught doing something I shouldn't have done.
All right, so you weren't actually doing work, you were on Facebook.
I wasn't actually working at the time, I might have been on the internet.
Okay.
So that explains why you were gullible.
And you got
that's my defence.
You got a phone call, didn't you? From, well, let's hear who it was from.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, is that Rebecca Huxtable?
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, hello, here is Steve from Computer Support.
Hello.
That is so good, that voice, Chappers.
Thank you very much. A lot of effort to get that just right.
I can see how you wouldn't think that was him.
Especially on the phone. It sounds clearer now, I can hear it in my ears, but over the phone it could have been anyone. It didn't sound like a voice changer.
You didn't recognise that as Chappers?
No.
Hello, here is Steve from Computer Support.
Hello.
Support. Here's what happens next.
I've got a bit of an urgent problem here, Miss Huxtable, with your machine.
Right.
It's just, according to our statistics, there seems to be a problem with some of the sites that you've been looking at on your computer.
Right.
I think they were mainly downloaded last week. Basically, there are some inappropriate photographs on your computer and you've been infected by a Trojan worm. Do you know what one of those is?
Yeah, I was off last week, so it must have been whoever was using my computer.
Well,
I have downloaded stuff before, but I've said to the I spoke to the guy about that.
Which guy? Do you remember the name?
No. That was a couple of months ago. I had to download something for work, and I did get another virus then and had to explain to him that it wasn't for me.
Well, we kind of hear all the excuses in the world, Miss Huxtable. Basically, I don't want to make an official incident about this matter at this stage.
Right.
I
did explain to him that it was because that I had to download it for my job. Because we do look at a lot of websites here.
Okay, well, all I need at this stage, and if this works, then we won't take it any further, I just need to disinfract your hard drive while the inappropriate material is erased. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
It's quite a common procedure for matters such as this. So all I need you to do is cooperate with me a little bit and just move away from your computer.
Right.
If you can just take...
Do you want me to... Do you not just want to give the number of my computer and then you can do it?
No, to disinfract the hard drive, I need you to take 2 steps back from your computer and put your hands on your head.
Right, OK, I've just moved away.
Are you 2 steps back?
Yes.
I think you probably need to be a bit further then.
The phone's not going to reach.
Well, can you put me on speakerphone?
No, I can't put you on speakerphone.
Why?
Hang on, I don't know. Hang on. Okay, on speakerphone.
Okay, now, don't worry, Miss Huxtable. I'll be very discreet because I had to do with this Ken Bruce earlier. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, now, hold on 1 second. This won't take a moment. I am on speaker, aren't I?
Yes.
Okay, and your hands are on your head?
One of them's still holding the phone. Hang on. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you. So, you're 3 steps back and your hands are on your head, yeah?
No. I'll move back, but I'm not putting my hands on my head.
All right, but you're 3 steps back.
Yeah.
All right, because I need to disinfect the hard drive now. Hold on a second. Dirty photo alert! Becky's been looking at Phil! She's a dirty woman! She looks at dirty photos! She is filth!
Were you actually 3 steps back from your desk with your hands on your head?
I didn't have my hands on my head, but I have moved away. What? And I got Chloe over as well, because I got a bit scared when that alarm went off.
What was she doing, the lady that sits next to you?
She jumped and then just looked. And the girl in the corner was mortified when the alarm went off.
What, Lauren?
Mm.
She doesn't know you that well, does she?
No!
Oh, bless you. So you're on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Oh. What did Lauren do?
She just stared like, oh, my God.
What have you been looking at?
Yeah.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
What?
It just makes me laugh.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
Oh, never mind, Becky.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
Kate in Bournemouth would really like that as a message tone on her phone. So would Alex and Matthew in Newcastle as well. And Sam off of Greenwich. So funny.
Really?
So funny. A little bit of Wii came out. Can we organise that so we can have that on people's phones, maybe?
Yeah,
on the download site.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorted.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to put that on somebody else's phone without them knowing.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
That would be quite good.
Would you know how to do that?
No. No. But I could get someone to show me. Would you know?
No, I wouldn't have no idea.
Can I just ask, Becky, did you not wonder at any point why he wanted you to step away from your computer and put your hands on your head? Didn't that not strike you as a little bit strange?
Well, I did say to him, why? Because they normally just ask for the number, don't they?
Yeah, they normally ask you for your computer number. They don't generally ask you to put your hands on your head.
By that point, I think I was laughing so much at the fact he'd said Trojan worm that I'd have done anything.
I am on speaker, aren't I?
Yes.
Okay, and your hands are on your head?
No, one of them's still holding the phone. Hang on. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you. So, you're 3 steps back and your hands are on your head, yeah?
No. I'll move back, but I'm not putting my hands on my head.
Right, we'll get this sorted as a download for you if you want.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
I am going to get you back for that, by the way. You don't think you can just sit down here playing games with me?
Yeah, one day when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Chapman.
You really have got nothing to do, have you, if you're just prank calling me all the time?
She's a bitter woman.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hannah in Leeds has been on the text saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for playing Jet. It takes me back to school science trip. Oh, yeah.
We're Jet on it.
If any song reminds me of that school science trip, it's got to be Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet. That's what Hannah says. Gavin Edinburgh says, have you got any more messages, mon? Dude.
What song reminds you of a school science trip?
No songs. We didn't have to, I don't know. No, none. What about you?
Oh, I never went on a school science trip.
No. Radio 1. Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
It's Jason.
Jason, where are you?
Jason off of the Wirral.
Jason off of the Wirral. What's occurring?
Well, basically today I was supposed to be doing job search, man.
Yes, man?
Yeah, man.
Okay, is this at school, man?
Yeah, at college.
Okay, man.
Yeah. Basically, every time a teacher came over to me and said, are you doing your job search? I went, yeah, I'm doing it, dude.
This is the texter from Barry Island that puts dude and mun in their text quite a lot. Are you enjoying these, Jason?
Oh, yeah, it's my new favourite words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been talking to your friends on it, about it as well?
Yeah, yeah, I was speaking to my mate Danny today on MSN, and every single sentence has got to have the word doot or mun.
Love it. What does your mate think on MSN?
Oh, he loves them too. He's
does he? It is strangely addictive. Did you try and explain to the teacher what the hell was going on?
No, I just thought it would be better just to leave her confused.
Fair play, man. It's quite hard to explain, though, isn't it? Right, OK, well, there's this person in Barry Island who texts into Radio 1 and uses the words doot and mun a lot. They'd be like, right, OK, good. Do you want to hear some more? This is my favourite.
When we went to South Sea, we went to see Mary's Rose. Went to Hailing Island, but what a nightmare. We caught a hovercraft to ride and it nearly sunk. We were in paper. Blodwyn got stuck at the roof lifter.
You love it, don't you, mun?
Amazing.
Also, Jason,
yeah,
man, have you heard about the problems with Mr. Stutterwink?
No.
Oh, my God, you're going to love this.
Mr. Stutterwink got counterphobia. Poor sod has to count to 100 before he opens the door, man.
He's a new character, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
I've heard of Mr. Stutterwink before.
He's got counterphobia. He has to count to 100.
Hey, stop.
Here's another one.
Mr. Stutterwink went with Alice to McDonald's today, doot. It took them an hour to get in, man.
Yeah.
Took him half an hour before he could eat his cheeseburger. Had to count to 100 every bite, mun doot.
What do you think about that, Jason?
Scott, are you sure these are actually talking to you?
I don't know.
Because I listened to a podcast yesterday, and they were thanking you for things and stuff, and you said that you didn't send them to them.
I don't know. I just like them, and I want them to continue to send us as much as they can.
He's been on today saying thank you for the tea, Cosy.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. Did you send that?
No.
You
haven't been sending tea cosies out again, have you?
No, I haven't been sending...
It's quite old school, sending tea cosies and macaroons.
No, I haven't.
Have you had some Scott Mills tea cosies, mate?
No, I haven't. OK, I'll speak to you later, Jason, mon.
Bye-bye, love you.
Bye, mon. Bye, mon.
Bye, dude.
There you are. See? Got her in the end. Well, I'm going to play you a new tune by Blame now. Now, his real name is Conrad, right? Mm. We were talking earlier about how there aren't many Pips in pop.
No.
Because Lady Hawk's real name is Pip.
Yeah.
We forgot Scroobius Pip.
Yep.
Mates with Dan Lissac. But, like, what Conrads are there in pop?
I can't think of any other Conrads.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
I've got some situations here. You just tell me what happened next, that's all. 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Don't even know why you bother playing anymore, because, like, you're rubbish.
No way.
It's a bit harsh.
Greet him to the game.
You think you are Anne Robinson?
I'm only joking. I was just adding a bit of Anne Robinson edge.
I wanted to let Alicia win yesterday, anyhow.
It was a whitewash. Alicia Dixon thrashed the both of you yesterday on Oh, What's Occurring?
I thought she won 2-1.
Still a thrash in my book.
Yeah, but it's not a whitewash, is it?
Let's do today's.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, if you meet someone and you quite fancy them.
Yeah.
And you want to find out if they've got a boyfriend or girlfriend, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you say at that point?
I think you try and find out what they're up to over the next week or so in the hope that they then say whether they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
I'll be going out with my boyfriend on Wednesday.
Yeah.
What would you say, Becky?
Have you got a boyfriend?
Oh, no, straight out there with it, is it?
What do I need to say?
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah. I got confused then.
You've got a boyfriend? Well, you just come straight out with it?
Yeah.
Would you?
There's nothing worse than those men who are like, so, what are you doing later in the week? Oh, that's...
That's you.
You can so tell, it's so obvious.
Thank God I'm not trying to find out whether you've got a boyfriend or not, then.
Phew. Now, if they say they have got a boyfriend or girlfriend, mm-hmm. then normally you'd probably leave it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, at that point?
Back off.
Mm-hmm.
Not Chris Moyles.
Right.
Did you hear Molly from The Saturdays on his show yesterday? She only came in to promote the new Comet Relief single and have a bit of a chat. But Chris wouldn't leave it. You love it when he does this.
No, I really don't. I really don't. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Why?
He's the exact man that I'm talking about. That's just like, won't drop it.
I've got a boyfriend, now leave it.
Yeah, it's just like every other word with him.
Okay, here's my question. How many questions about poor Molly's boyfriend did Chris Moyles ask on yesterday morning's Chris Moyles show on Radio 1?
I think it was 15 or so. It was a lot. She was only on for about 20 minutes and it just felt constant. Yeah, but 15 I'm going to go for.
Chops.
Seven.
Let's find out, man.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Chris Moyles inquiring about Molly off of Saturday's current relationship status.
You know what I feel like doing to you right now?
Are you single? Are you going out with somebody famous? Somebody not famous?
I feel like squeezing you.
How long have you been going out with your fella for?
And teasing you. And
not very long.
All right.
It's very new.
So since you've been in the, since the band?
Yeah.
Right.
Holding you and...
Yeah.
I've worked this out.
They've been pleasing you.
He's in a band, but they're not signed.
Yes.
But do you, does it, do you have to like...
Maybe you know what?
Because you don't like his music, I can tell.
I feel love coming on.
Does he play guitar?
Yeah.
He won't be listening, will he? Because he doesn't work, so he doesn't get up till midday.
He's in bed.
Right. So. Do you live with your fella? Do you live together?
No, no. I live at home.
So any of the Saturday single? Any of the Saturday single?
No.
All,
do you know what? They're all with boyfriends.
It's no good.
I know.
That's busy. If one of them went out with me, your record would be on the radio all the time.
There we are.
Did he just say that?
What?
That if one of the Saturdays went out with him, he'd play their record all the time.
Is that allowed?
Is that desperate?
No.
I don't know.
So, the answer was 10. 10 times. I thought it'd be more than that, didn't you?
No, that's why I said 7.
I did, that's why I said 15.
Well, that's how it works.
Oh, yeah. You guess, and I'm the quizmaster. Anyway, chappers, you can have that point.
Thanks very much.
Ow! What's occurring?
You know Derren Brown?
Yes.
Very clever, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Very clever.
Cleverer than me. He can get anyone pretty much to say anything, can't he, and do anything. Because
yeah.
It's all about suggestion with Derren Brown. You've seen him before, haven't
I've
you?
Seen him live. Yeah, I've seen him live before. He's brilliant.
How does he do it? What does he do?
I have no idea how he does it. No idea.
But he suggests stuff and then you go, right, okay.
And then people around you just feel the need to kind of respond to what he's doing, yeah.
Didn't he, on that show, he made people try and rob a security van, do you remember?
Oh, yeah, go, yeah. Yeah. And they did.
All by suggestion.
All by seeing, like... adverts and bill posters and the music that they were listening to and stuff, yeah.
Well, sadly, we couldn't get Derren Brown. He's busy.
So you went out to rob
So us. I did it myself. I didn't
did
go and
rob...
No, I didn't rob a security van, obviously.
It's a bit drastic, just to know what's occurring.
I did go out onto the streets of Great Britain...
Pretending to be Derren Brown?
No, trying to use the power of suggestion.
Well, not again.
I know. Not for the first
time. When will you learn, honestly?
I went out to the streets and I asked people, what is your favourite vegetable? But, I had a piece of sweet corn stuck up my nose.
Right.
Okay. See, suggestion.
I'm not going to ask how that got up there, but you really shouldn't be putting stuff up your nose.
At one point I had... Well, it's quite difficult because it kept falling out, so I put two up there and thought that one had gotten up there for good. And then the sweet corn kept falling out and loads of pigeons kept coming around because it was all around me on the floor.
Look, that woman off Mary Poppins.
So, here's my question to you. We are 7 people on the streets of Great Britain. What's your favourite vegetable? How many of them said sweet corn?
Oh, right. Now, I see,
up
why,
my nose.
Now I see why I had sweet corn up your nose.
Right, so see how many said sweet corn. Remember, I've got a big piece of sweet corn
I
up
tell
my
you
nose.
What, if Channel 4 ever lose Derren Brown to a rival broadcaster, you could be in with a shot here.
How many?
None.
No one would say sweet corn as their favourite vegetable, even though you can clearly see it up my nose.
No, I don't think... I honestly can't see how people are going to put two and two together here.
I got through, like, half a can of Green Giant.
How big is your nose?
No, not at once. It just kept falling out.
And you laughed at the people that could fit chicken nuggets in their belly button.
What are you saying?
I'm saying 3.
3 people would say sweet corn. Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We went to the Straits Group Britain and that said, what's your favourite vegetable? Bearing in mind, I do have sweet corn up my nostrils.
What's
now.
Your favourite vegetable?
Carrots.
Any others? Spring to mind?
Peas.
Peas. Okay. What's your favourite vegetable?
Tomato.
This something up your nose.
Sorry?
This something up your nose.
What do you mean?
Sweet corn. The sweet corn up your nose.
What are you on about?
Sweet corn up your nose.
Why would there be sweet corn up my nose?
It does look like it.
No, I think you're wrong.
Yeah, for real, this sweet corn up your nose.
What's your favourite vegetable?
My favourite vegetable would have to be broccoli, perhaps.
What's your favourite vegetable?
That was sweet corn. Sweet corn.
Why?
Because you had sweet corn in your nose.
What's your favourite vegetable?
I'll say Chinese leaves.
I was angling my nose right at them.
What's your favourite vegetable?
Carrot. I like that sweet corn up your nose as well. It's a good look.
I didn't?
The sweet corn that's up your nose.
No, I think you're mistaken. What's your favourite vegetable?
Vegetable.
Vegetable.
Which one?
Which is your favourite, your best vegetable?
Tomato. Tomates. Tomato. Tomato.
What's your favourite vegetable?
Cabbage.
Why?
It tastes very nice.
What about you?
That's a beetroot situation.
Why have you got sweet corn in your nose?
That's a growth deformity, man. Don't talk. He's asking the questions here. He's got a mic.
All right, man. All
right. What's yours?
That's a beetroot, as I say.
Why?
I think it's like, you do have sweet corn in your nose. Just a bit of sweet corn.
Yeah, just in your...
Just rub like that.
Like, what?
Just rub it like that.
They weren't that polite, were they?
Well, I think they are polite in that they're trying to point it out to you.
Not that many people. I would have thought more people would say sweet corn because I was really... As I was asking, I was doing that. What's your favourite vegetable?
Were you pointing to it as well?
No, I did at one point. I was like, what is your favourite vegetable? I was doing that and still, yeah. Just one person.
Are you counting that one person?
Yeah. Oh. Because they went, that is... They said, that is sweet corn. Sweet corn. Because with that person, I have to admit, it did. When I said, what's your favourite vegetable? That was the moment where the sweet corn pinged out. So that's why he said it.
Darren Brown, watch out.
That's right. So Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Next time, can you go up with a beetroot stuck up your nose?
I try roast parsnip. Radio 1 podcast. Okay, let's delve into the waters of honesty. This is the honesty game. Remember, what is said here is all fine, okay? We've got to get out in the open. It's allowed, okay? We're in the zone.
Somebody been eating pickled onion monster munch in here?
Oh, that's Scott's cling filmed lunch and dinner.
Well, they cling film up monster munch for
no,
you?
No, they don't. I don't even know what it was I just ate. Some Rovita and something else.
I think it was hummus, but it didn't smell good.
No. But it was in cling film, so I ate it.
And is that your Meals on Wheels lunch or tea?
Lunch.
Lunch.
I
right.
just had it, I just forgot. Okay, it's now time for the honesty game. Anything you want to know? 81199. Mark.
Hello, Scott. How are you this evening, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, cool, mate. Cool.
Right, what's your question, please?
My question for the team is, what is your favourite biscuit, man?
My favourite biscuit, man.
Favourite biscuit?
What's yours, Mark?
My favourite biscuit is the famous Jaffa cake.
But is that a cake or a biscuit, though?
Of course it is, but I'll only eat them straight out of the fridge because I hate warm chocolate.
Right, okay. Bit specific about your Jaffas, aren't you?
Oh, indeed, mate, indeed.
Okay.
I'm a good connoisseur of biscuits.
Chopper?
I don't actually like Jaffa cakes, bizarrely.
What about biscuits, generally?
I do like biscuits. I would actually say, it depends, really, it changes, but at the moment, it's chocolate hobnobs.
Hmm. They're, in fact, the only biscuit I like. I don't really do biscuits.
Really?
No.
What about plain hobnobs?
No,
so don't they like have them. To be chocolate.
Yeah,
hobnobs.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only ones I like.
Okay.
I've really never been into biscuits. Becky?
Well, I did used to like chocolate, those ones that you just said, but now I've got a new favourite. Put it on there. I can't say it, obviously, because it's a brand name, but I was just looking at it on the website.
You just said hobnobs.
Chocolate chip cookies, they are.
Oh,
they're
right,
very
okay.
nice, thick ones. But I realise they're the same calories as eating a Kit Kat.
Right.
What, one cookie?
Yeah, that's
no
how
way.
Good they are. They're like almost 150 calories per
biscuit. How big are
I
they?
That's why I like them. Yeah, quite small.
I also like clubs.
like Who? Mint or orange clubs.
What are they?
I used to have them in my lunchbox. They're quite retro.
Oh, I know them. Yeah.
And the one that does this piece just typed out his answer for me. He likes a nice party ring.
I've not had a party ring for years, actually. Are those the ones with icing on?
You get them like with chocolate fingers and stuff at little kids' birthdays.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was fascinating. Great question, Mark. Thank you.
That was a bit different, that question.
It was, yeah.
Rather than the usual, you know?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm on the M6.
You're on the honesty game. What do you want to say?
I want to say what annoys you the most about the people you work with.
Chappers.
Well, very simply, there are people in this building that that will think that I'm grumpy, whereas in fact I'm not grumpy. I just don't like them, and I don't believe in waste.
People do make that
mistake. I don't believe in wasting time on people that you don't like. Mm. So with people that I do like, I have a real laugh. Yeah. The people think I'm grumpy, I probably just don't like you.
Right. So that's good because people will be confused about that around the building. Well, there's
a lot of people in this building that are false and try and pretend to be nice to people and then backstab them when they're not around. So I'd rather just be perfectly honest and ignore them or just not talk to them.
Well, that's why you do it.
Isn't it better to be that way than two-faced?
You're being honest, yeah.
Right, there you go then.
Isn't it better to tell people what you think, like, chappers, be straight?
In what way?
Well, if you don't like them, tell them that you don't like them.
Well, I don't talk to them to tell them in the first place. So they should get the hint. Yeah. If they said to me, why are you being grumpy to us? I'd just say, because I don't like you. But they never ask that question.
This is okay.
They just go around the rest of the building moaning to people that I'm grumpy.
This is quite revealing. Who do you want to ask next?
What, I can have another question.
No, you can ask that same question, but who do you want to answer it next?
Yeah, you please, Scott.
People that don't know what they're doing.
Okay. But
like,
what?
Like who?
I can't say names.
Go on, just
no,
one.
No, just people that don't, just like... Just one. People that...
One name.
People that...
One name.
No, I don't...
Are
I
you
can't
writing get, it down? Who are you writing?
No, I put hi Sarah, because Sarah was the next caller. People that... Oh, this is really scary. I don't like it.
Go
I don't
on,
like
say it.
It.
You know you want to.
Just people that can't...
Do a job.
Do
properly.
Their job and what is required of them, and they work at Radio 1. There we are.
Very good.
It doesn't happen very often, to be honest. It used to happen a lot more than it does now, but do you know what I mean?
You've been put in charge of HR, have you?
Yeah, I want to be in charge of HR.
Sitting on the job interviews.
Just sometimes I go, how do you not know that? Anyway, what's yours, Becky?
I like this person, but today he annoyed me a bit. I sit next to Matt Fincham off of Chris Moyle's show, and yeah. He must have said touch base on the phone about 30 times today.
Ow.
And I just thought, you've changed.
Really?
Like, he never used to say, he'd normally just say get in touch with or something, but today he said
touch base.
Just wanted
to
touch base, yeah. And I thought,
oh, wow.
He's changed.
Yeah. He does know what he's doing.
If he'd
though.
Said it one more time, I was going to go and smack him. It did annoy me.
Violence is not the answer, Becky.
It's not. I would have done it quite gently or just stolen his sweets.
Do you have one, Sarah? What annoys you?
It has to be that people that take all the glory, you know, when you've done all the groundwork, but someone else takes the glory for it. That's the most annoying thing.
Yeah. Well, I hope we've answered your question sufficiently.
You have. You've been very honest. Thank you.
You really have, too honest. I love you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We are in the middle of the honesty game. It's quite scary tonight. Anything you want to know? 8119. Hi, Lewis.
What's your favourite biscuit? Isn't that scary?
The last one I didn't like.
Oh, OK.
Hi, Lewis.
Hello.
You right?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, I'm really good. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Bristol.
Hi. What would you like to ask?
It's a two-part question. Part A is, would you ever go on Celebrity Come Dine With Me? And part B, who would your ideal celebrity competitors be?
Oh my word.
Yes, I would like to go on it.
Uh-huh.
I can't cook. But I can do what that woman did on the episode that I saw once, where she just locked all the people, all the guests in the living room, and then made sure they were all in there. Created a bit of a diversion and just got the local restaurant to deliver things through the serving hatch and then decided to claim it as her own and that she'd actually cooked it. That's what I'd do.
That's not bad. Another guy got caterers in, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't... Did they notice on that one? Did they find out?
They did, because they could see them, because it was like an open-plan kitchen, so it was a bit stupid.
Rubbish. So, Chappers, would you go on it?
Well, no, I really like Come Dine With Me, but I don't like the celebrity ones. I just like the normal.
I prefer the normal ones.
The normal ones are a lot more fun, so no, I wouldn't like to go on it. But if I did end up going on it, to answer the second part, I would have... I'd like to go on it with Beyonce, Alicia Dixon, Katy Perry and Eric Cantona.
Okay, that's a nice mix there.
Isn't it?
Real nice.
It covered, you know, football and music.
What would you cook?
What would I cook? I'd probably start with gazpacho, and then I would...
cold soup.
Cold
you.
Soup. Yeah. Yeah, and then
would
I'd...
teacup?
Sorry?
Would you serve it in a teacup?
No, not in a teacup. No, God, there'd be proper portions. Okay. And then I'd probably do, I don't know, some kind of like pork maybe in a red wine sauce.
Okay. And for dessert?
Probably some sort of chocolate tart.
You are quite good at cooking.
I love cooking,
yeah. You are quite good at it.
Yeah, God.
And that who would your ideal celebrities be?
Mine?
Mm.
Oh, God.
Dead or alive?
Leslie Joseph off Birds of a Feather.
Good.
who else?
Would she be on number one pick?
She'd be one of them. She's a great laugh.
Right.
I'd probably get Biggins along.
Right.
Because they're friends.
Steve Strange.
Steve would be good, yeah.
You'd want to keep him out of the kitchen, wouldn't you? You wouldn't want to let him near a utensil.
I'm getting caterers in anyway.
Oh, right.
How about Napoleon the Parrot?
Napoleon the Parrot would be good, just to be in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he can't cook.
Right. So your choice out of the whole wide world of celebrity is Steve Strange, Biggins, Leslie Joseph and a parrot.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a dinner party. I think the producers have come down with me. Might get
oh, and Josh Hartnett can come as well.
Okay. But only if one of the others dropped out, because you're only allowed four.
Yeah.
Right.
Becky?
I think I'll go on the two-person special, just me and Rupert Penry-Jones. That one off Spooks. No other contestants for that special edition.
Can he cook?
I don't know, but just, I don't know.
Don't care,
don't
do
really
you?
Care, no.
Do they have special two people?
No, it was just
you're just
me
creating
and him
a
on
new
a date,
format.
Yeah, no cameras either. Oh, and Kings of Leon. That would be a separate programme.
Oh, OK, so this, what, the Kings of Leon and Becky off Becky's Classifieds Come Down With Me special? That would be great.
Ooh.
OK, who would you have, Lewis, as a matter of interest?
I would have Carl Pilkington for the humour.
Mm.
Albert Einstein for the intelligent bit of the conversation.
Special.
You need a fighter, a bit like Eric Cantona, as Chaffer said, that would be quite good. Oh. So, some kind of scrapper, Ricky Hatton.
Okay.
And you need someone for the fashion and the glamour. But I don't know anyone who's fashionable, so I don't know.
Leslie Joseph,
yeah. She can wear the standard outfit when she's Doreen or whatever it was.
I'm like Dorian, that's right. Okay, amazing. Thank you, Lewis. I hope we've answered your question.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Scott.
That's quite a hard one, actually. I don't think I've chose the best guest, looking back.
Well, you can't have Leslie Joseph, because she's been on already, according to Lauren Glasgow, which means it frees up the place for Josh Hartnett.
Excellent.
There you go.
That's worked out really well, actually. Bye, Leslie. Hi, Josh. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. Where are you tonight?
Chatham.
Okay. What's your question on the honesty game?
Right, I don't want to get any of you into trouble or get sacked or anything, but out of the nominees for the British Breakthrough Artist for the Brit Awards, which one is your favourite? Now, that's to all of you, I think.
Right, obviously, we can't answer that question, can we?
It's the honesty game, come on.
Well, yes, but we'll get sacked, and you just said you didn't want that to happen.
No, but I'd appreciate some sort of answer.
Right, one of the five people that are in it, I would like to win. What about you, Chappers?
Well, I don't know what I'm meant to do now here, because he didn't ask who we wanted to win. He asked who our favourites
be
would
careful,
our
please.
Favourite would be.
Yeah, well, I did that on purpose to give you an angle.
Exactly. So if I say who my favourite is, why are you cowering like that?
I don't like it.
I didn't mean to put you on a spot.
Why doesn't Becky go first?
Becky, you go first.
I can't decide between Duffy, the Ting Tings, Adele, Scouting for Girls, or Lost Shadow Puppets.
Yeah, I know, it's a problem, that, isn't it?
But if you had to...
No.
What about you, Jamie?
Well, I'd say my least favourite is Scouting for Girls, by a long way, but probably the Last Shadow Puppets I'd like to win. That's what I'm voting for.
You might think that I couldn't comment. But thanks very much for being on the Honesty Game tonight. Sorry we couldn't provide you with a better answer. I'm just scared. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Scott. Love
okay,
you.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, a couple more to end the Honesty Game. Thank you for your questions. Claire in Chelmsford has been on saying, have any of you either ever put anything you shouldn't up your nose or in your ear? Yesterday, sweet corn.
No, nothing.
Ever?
Ever.
You've never put something in your ear that you shouldn't have?
No, never.
Becky?
No. No. Why would I have?
No, I'm just asking.
Earplugs?
Why it's an honesty game.
They're meant to go there, aren't they? Why are you surprised? What on earth would I have put in my ear that I shouldn't have put in my ear?
So that's a no, then?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Oh, this is a really good one. If you had to, with one of the loose women, which one?
Jackie Brambles.
No,
Jackie Brambles, I was going
to
say. Well, and then I changed my answer to Jane McDonald.
Why would you do
she'd
that?
She'd sing and stuff, and she's quite fun. Not Carol McGiffin. No offence, Carol. Definitely not Denise Welsh.
Carol McGiffin looks all right, though, in heat today, in her bikini. She's posing with her toy boy. What? He's younger than you, Scott.
Is he?
He's like 26 or something.
Is he? Damn it. Anyway, so it's Jackie Brambles
Jackie
every time.
Jackie Brambles all the way.
Radio 1. All the way?
Well.
What do you know?
Nothing. I don't know anything, obviously.
Colleen? No?
Not. I just honour none of them.
Right.
Bar Jackie.
All the way. Right.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, Jono off Unofficial Mills has been on saying, where's the 650 Filofax update?
Well, why would he ask that before it's...
1 minute before. Oh, no, my pages have fallen out. Rubbish. Oh, they're all in a mess now. Oh, no.
Is your binding fallen apart?
Yeah. This is a Filofax that I got for Christmas that my friends only gave to me on Friday because I hadn't seen them since Christmas.
You see, this is why I was...
Filofax is back.
This is kind of why I was laughing at you having a file of facts, just because...
I can't tell you anything now.
You aren't the most organised.
How rude.
And now it's
this is my attempt to be organised.
Is your diary part still in the right order?
No. I'm not going to find anything now. Shut up, I'm trying to put it through the holes. Oh, whatever. Okay.
So now none of the pages are on the ring binder.
No. Oh.
Wait, once you put them back on, you meant to close it.
It didn't close. Right, what do you want to know? Anything? I won't be able to
find it. Well, at the moment, I'd like to know what day comes after the 13th of April in your diary, as it's all over,
it
all over
is.
The place.
May the 27th. We are?
Right, successful. Right. Yeah.
And also going to tell you from a file of facts that... hang on. Oh, see, it's all in a mess now. That, Diwali is October the 18th this year.
All right.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Earlier, Chap has made a call to Becky in the office, and she fell for it totally. He said that he was from computer support. And this was one of the phrases you liked the most from the call.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
Good news, if you want to have that on your phone, you can text the word mobile to 81199 and that can be yours as your message alerts. Lots of people wanted that earlier.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
I don't know why, but you can have that if you want. Text mobile to 81199.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.